Thursday, the 13th of July, 2017. Winter Storm. The storm, which began 2 days ago in the far south of New Zealand, is now travelling up the North Island. This is winter, so a southerly storm from the South Pole is not surprising. Yesterday, the America's Cup victory parade was held in the streets of Christchurch, in spite of bad weather. The organisers said they would move the ceremony to an indoor venue if the weather was too unpleasant. But by early morning, when a decision was made, the sun was shining through the black clouds. It seemed that the weather was improving. However, a few hours later, it started to snow. Then there was hail, followed by sleet, then rain. The temperature was 3 degrees. Nevertheless, the parade went ahead and many people came to see these heroes. Last night, the storm brought strong winds to the Cook Strait and Wellington. The sea had 7 meter high waves. Cook Strait ferries were cancelled. Wellington and the lower North Island are still experiencing gale force winds, which has brought down trees and power lines. 10,000 people lost their power, and some have no other heating. Now they have heavy rain and floods. All roads in the South Island, which are mountain passes, are closed. In the North Island, roads around Tongariro National Park are also closed. Kaikoura is cut off because roads north and south are closed by snow or ice. While mountains are getting good snow for skiing, access roads are closed, so nobody can get to ski fields at the moment. Trains and planes in and out of Wellington are delayed or not operating at the moment until the weather improves. This week is the first week of the 2 week school holidays, and many people are travelling. The storm makes it more difficult for travellers.